I watched the, oh. We should get something a little bit shorter here. Yes, Life Like Tech Show. Oh, here. Yeah, the command line. That should, that's a nice short stream. Alright, launch another copy of Edcast. Just going. Okay, so now it's time to start the archive. Check one. Check one. Sibilance. Sibilance. Check one. Check one. I'm sorry, I can't see you today. I'm quite ill. Four for four for four. I'm sorry, I can't see you today. I'm quite ill. Alright, close enough for government work. So, see, actually, apparently, okay, as we're only using up, like, 1 gig of RAM, so that's pretty good. Not going to have to restart. Might have to restart the media box, but that's another story. Case 48 minutes past the hour, so it's 12 minutes till the top of the hour, so let's get things going here. No, start mix. Oh, need to do something a little different here. Oh, yeah, here. Winamp has already started here. So, yeah. See, Naval Live Broadcasting. Okay, story. So, let me see. What was I going to do for the song parody of the week? Or no, the song parody tonight. I think we're going to continue to use like different like Bruce song parodies. There you go. Little fudge packer. Oh, it's not loud enough. We had to lift it to 50 on the volume mixer. Let me see. And, seems to be working well. Computer's not lagging, even with 22 4K displays and full screen with high-res content. That sounds pretty good.
Little Fudge Packer. Packing the fudge so tight. Little Fudge Packer, you know it's not right. Jugular might come by, and maybe he'll be happy for a bite. If you're looking for some fun, he'll send his invite. Little Fudge Packer, packing some fudge for me. Little Fudge Packer, you pack it so easily. If the police show up, don't worry, you can always flee. If you want him tonight, he'll be free. Fudge Packer. That's right, Packer Fudge. Fudge Packer, sleeping in a pup tent. You can make ends meet, and he'll even pay the rent. You can do him tonight, and in the morning you'll repent. But doing Bruce will be a major, you know, doing Bruce will be a major, you know, doing Bruce will be a major event. He's a little fudge packer. Little fudge packer. So much to do in this gay bar. And Bruce Taylor's his head. Being with him will cause emotional scars. But Bruce Taylor gets head. Hi guys, it's Bruce Woody Coke Stoner Taylor here. Hope you got what you wanted. Delivering pizza all over town. Bruce Taylor gets head. For some money, you know he'll go down. And Bruce Taylor gives head. Walking around the village in tight blue jeans, Bruce Taylor gives head. Wants a sugar daddy, a man and me, and Bruce Taylor gives head. You know his boyfriend's name is Bryce. Bruce Taylor gives head. Yes, he was the one who paid the price, and Bruce Taylor gives head. Not much to do, life is such a bore. Bruce Taylor gives head. Know that Bruce is a big man whore, and Bruce Taylor gives head. Feeling better now that I'm straight. Tell the world, even Mary Gate. I learned my lesson, it's a fool's game. If Fudge Packer is your middle name, Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood, baby Bruce has wood. I'm gonna say it again, Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood. Baby Bruce has wood. Bruce broke some hearts, this much is true. looking for a sugar daddy or two. He finally settled on someone named Bryce. He knew that pervert every bite. Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood. Baby Bruce has wood. I'm gonna say it again. Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood. Baby Bruce has wood. A woody for you. Just look down and enjoy the view. Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood. Baby Bruce has wood. I'm gonna say it again. Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood. Baby Bruce has wood. Oh, no, no, no. Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood. Baby Bruce has wood.
Bruce is feeling his oats. It's another night on the town. He hits the gay bars where he's always a star, and you know he'll be going down. You better have money and a fancy home if you want to hook up with Bruce tonight. Bruce has a woody, just look at his pants. Bruce has a woody, you can tell at first glance. Bruce has a woody, it's bursting his fly. Bruce has a woody, and he's walking by. Well, Bruce is getting huge. This is no subterfuge. It's really just the way that he is. You know he was born for a career in gay porn. He wants to get into the biz. You might see him on the beach where his trunks will be breached by his great big schlong. Bruce has a woody, you know that it's true. Bruce has a woody, what's a quick to do? Bruce has a woody, something he can't hide. Bruce has a woody, it can't be denied. He hits the streets, looks like common meat, but at least he looks pretty good. And if you have money to spend, you can spend it on his wood, yeah. Works on his tan down at Fire Island, and he's probably wearing a thong. And you know that should work out in the end, even if it feels so wrong. Bruce has a Woody, and he's walking by. Bruce and Woody, you know that it's true. Bruce has a Woody, what's Twink to do? Bruce has a Woody, something he can't hide. Bruce has a Woody, it can't be denied. Hi, guys. Down the river, a few arrows in my quiver, a mountain man came to me. Glad I was armed that day, I could not run away. He was forking one of my friends, his clothes looked kind of dirty. He said my mouth was pretty, yeah. Bend over, boy, and squeal like a pig. I think that buggery might be this man's gig. Try to understand that he lives off the land. Try to understand he's a mountain man. He's holding a big shotgun, otherwise I might have run. He likes what he sees in Scrapsmen to trees. Offering money went for naught. Mountain man cannot be bought. He wants to mess with you and undress you, yeah. Bend over, boy, that is what he said. If you don't do it, then I will shoot you dead. Try to understand that he lives off the land. Things may have gotten out of hand. He's a mountain man. if the next show. Wait a minute. Alright, that's better. Yes, if the next show for Tuesday, April 1st, 2025. And I am using a new microphone. Yes, it's an Audio Technica ATR 2100X USB, designed for podcasting. It costs about like $40. It has three different inputs. One of them is USB-C, the other one is USB-A, which is like old school USB. USB-C is like new school USB. And XLR. So, I chose XLR because it's compatible with the current system. So, yeah, let me know how this works, because I could use the constructive criticism. And I also noticed the bus noise was a little bit high. So, I think I've turned down on the nano compressor, so it shouldn't be that high this week. So anyway, I was watching a video where I think it was one of the like History Matters videos where they talk about like why are there five French republics? And the answer was simply like they like were in response to certain historical events, like the first French Republic was in the French Revolution. Eventually they established a republic. And that ended with the Directorate, I think. Is that right? Yeah. And eventually Napoleon became emperor. Second French Republic was in 1848. Ended with when Napoleon III declared himself emperor. Third French Republic happened after the Franco-Prussian War, 1870, lasted until fall of France to Nazi Germany in 1940. Fourth French Republic was established after World War II, had a weak president. The people decided that the weak president was no good, so they had a referendum and they established a Fifth French Republic with a strong president in 1959, I think. So my question is, are we going to have to declare the end of the Fifth Republic? Are we going to have, like, Emmanuel Macron declared emperor? This is from DailyMail.com. Marine Le Pen is sentenced to 4 years in jail and banned from entering presidential elections as she's found guilty of embezzlement and accused of undermining democracy. I think undermining democracy means leading in the polls. French National Rally leader Marine Le Pen has been banned from standing at the next election and handed a 4-year jail sentence after being found guilty of embezzlement. The 56-year-old stunned a court in Paris as she dramatically stormed out without waiting to hear the end of presiding judge Benedict de Perfou. Weiss's ruling this morning. LeBan was also given an 84,000-pound fine under the sentencing, which sees the hard right leader banned from running in the 2027 presidential race. Her jail sentence will be suspended for 2 years, with her main time spent fitted with an electronic bracelet, and she is likely to appeal. Le Pen, 24 other officials in the national rally, were accused of having used money intended for European Union parliamentary aides to pay staff who worked for the party between 2004 and 2016, in violation of the 27 nation bloc's regulations. And conveniently, they didn't prosecute her until close to the next election. That's kind of interesting. But anyway, what do we have on tonight's show? Tesla vandalism arrest pile up restream. Songs about legs, tribute to Joey Mullen. This is going to be part one because I end up with more Joey Mullen than I expected. This Day of Music and Wilco part two. So anyway, I think now's a good time to cue the intro. So here's the intro.
No, you animals. Crafty is number one. Number six joined the IRC, and Crafty's the number one on the show.
But I wanted to know who was number six.
Well, that's number six.
Was that six last week?
Please play number six tonight.
Oh, no, she's not number six.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops are
coming. Dave's not here.
No, it was six.
So please don't play number six tonight.
Back to six for a minute.
Give me a link, number six. Give me a link. What are you watching?
I do want to say thanks to number six, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier.
Now we're going to do exercise number six. Assume position number 6A, then proceed to position 6B. This is excellent, students, for that pad of fat that so many of you girls have on the outer part of the thigh and the upper part of the hip. Ready? Begin.
And I think for this set of music, I'm going to have a throwback to 50 years ago, half a century ago, 1975. So roll the clock back to April 1975. Gerald Ford is in the White House. Internationally, North Vietnam is on the march, and the South Vietnam regime is collapsing. There's a Helsinki summit that didn't come till later. In the meantime, in April of 1975, Shelter Records released a single. As a result, Dwight Twilley, the late Dwight Twilley, becomes a household name.
We'll be right back.
I almost forgot. This was released in 1975. So anyway, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehh.us, channel pound skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Place the O with a zero for a playlist and show archives. You can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Anyway, here's Head East.
I've been walking behind you. and I'll come running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the arts, you can join us at gamebird.e.us, channel town, Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Replace the O with a zero. Or play Listen Show Archives. Oh. Maybe Dillo has quit. But anyway, we heard the just a sampling of some of the sounds from 1975. We heard Brownsville Station and Automatic Heartbreak from Motor City Connection. Yes, Brownsville Station was still active in 1975. We heard Brian Eno and I'll Come Running from Another Green World, which was the last album they did, which was non-ambient, but anyway, pretty good album. Before that, we heard Status Quo and Down Down, the album version from On the Level. We heard Head East and Never Been Any Reason from Flat as a Pancake. And we started things off with the Dwight Twilley Band and I'm on Fire. That was from the compilation Super Hits of the 70s, Have a Nice Day, Volume 15. Is it possible to make a home battery backup for a computer to also be able to run without a battery? I want to use this power. Distribution for a UPS I just got for free. I guess you could do that. I mean, you could take the battery out and see if you can run it without the battery. And but yeah, I think they might have a problem with that because it's got to be like uninterruptible. Actually, there's some interesting things. Like, I see these videos.
Re-ban that the Ayatollah put.
Let's see. Looking at the history here. I mean, look at these videos. Oh, this is interesting. So they had, like, they had in Doctor Who Invasion of the Dinosaurs. And they did, like, the colorized version for part one because they lost episode one. And the only episode they found it like somebody I gave it. It was like a 16mm telerecording in black and white. They colorized that, but the colorization is garbage. Maybe it was just to you know deal with it and just watching in black and white. So I mean, look at these videos. Like there's like one like what can you do with $500? And they got like a solar panel and some like a power station like Blue Eddy or something else. Oh, Jackery, that's another one. So yeah, they had one that where they did like $1,000, $500, $250. So they had like one that was like $100. So there isn't much you can do with $100. I mean, you could get a solar panel for $100 and maybe like a battery, a 12-volt battery for that much. That's pretty much it though. So anyway, it's 40 minutes past the hour. So we probably should get to the This Day in Music before we fall too far behind. Let's see. Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah, let's cue the intro here.
chronicling this day in music on the next show.
And, let's see, we're celebrating some birthdays. Also, we're commemorating the death of Adam Schlesinger. Let me see. It was on this day, April 1st, 2020, that Adam Schlesinger, American singer, songwriter, record producer, and guitarist, best known for his work with Fountains of Wayne, died at the age of 52 as a result of health complications caused by COVID-19. So anyway, we commemorate the death of Adam Schlesinger with this song, Denise, Fountains of Wayne.
Thank you. she's gone, and I had to say.
starting out on a piercing try. It stays with you until
Yes, that was the Bangles and title track from Eternal Flame, released in 1981. And that's to commemorate the fact that today is the anniversary of on this day in 1989, Bangles went to number one on their U.S. singles chart with Eternal Flame, which is also number one in the U.K. and the biggest selling single of 1989 in Australia. So yeah, on this day, April 1st, 1989, which was 36 years ago today, makes me feel old. Before that, we heard Ultravox. And Vienna from the very best of Midge Ure and Ultravox compilation. And that's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Billy Currie, born April 1st, 1952. So he's 73 years old today. Keyboards with British New Wave band Ultravox over the UK. Number two single, Vienna, plus 15 other UK top 40 singles. We heard Ronnie Lane and How Come from Any More for Any More. Also released as a single in 1973. And that's according to the fact that today is the birthday of Ronnie Lane, born April 1st, 1946. So he's an April Fool. He will not be commemorating his birthday, however, because he died on June 4th, 1997, age 51, after a 20-year battle with multiple sclerosis. We heard Toto and Roseanne from the compilation Africa, the Best of Toto. That's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Jeff Porcaro. Born April 1st, 1954, so he would have been 71 years old today. American drummer, songwriter, and record producer Jeff Porcaro, best known for his work with Toto. He will not be celebrating his birthday, however, because he died August 5th, 1992, after spraying insecticide in the yard of his home. That's weird. We started things off with Fountains of Wayne and Denise from Utopia Parkway, released in 1999. And that's to commemorate the fact that today, on this day, April 1st, 2020, Adam Schlesinger died. He's 52 as a result of health complications caused by COVID-19. Fountains of Wayne formed in New Jersey in 1995 and were named after a lawn ornament store in the state. Over his career, Schlesinger earned nominations for an Oscar, Golden Globe, Tony. So he was a one-hit wonder. He only had like the one-hit Stacy's Mom, but he was very much a working. He worked for different shows. He could have had like hundreds of hits. But only one hit was recognized. But anyway, Adam Schlesinger dead April 1st, 2020. So anyway, it's 4 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the top of the hour IDs before we fall too far behind. You can join us in the IRC at gamebird.eHHH.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, replace the O with a zero. Our playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlists, however, not updated about a day or so. And the archives can be accessed back to like 2010 when I started doing shows on RFD. You can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Amazingly enough, you survived hour number one of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number two featuring theme time, songs about legs, And the New Music Express will have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The next show on Radio Free Digital.
Praise your
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent, I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Dish Nuts. Talk and music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing. Too much heavy metal. Too much music you've never heard before. Too many long, boring economic lectures. Tell my friends and you need Smilkshake. Yes, that's right. Instant Smilkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today, unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
Carol Ann here with another life hack guaranteed to brighten your day. Got a clogged JS2? Ugh. Stay tuned, because with $10 and a little know-how, I'm going to show you how to get it back up and running without ever leaving the shelter of your own home. First, unlink the JS2 from your network. Next, remove the JS2. Clean any surface gunk you find, but don't waste your good water to do it. A dry cloth is all you need. Just bag it when you're done. Here's where the $10 comes in. We're told that only federal parts fit the JS2. Well, I ordered a replacement disc for the Perfection 3500, and guess what, you guys? They're the exact same size. The Perfection also removes water hardness. Try doing that with the JS2. Remove the cell battery from its compartment. This keeps the JS2 from deploying its tamper-proof countermeasure. You won't be able to reassemble with half of your fingers missing. Carefully remove the old disc's RFID tag and stick it on the new one. Pop it in and reassemble. I'll take that over waiting at the exchange center any day. Kind of makes you want to take a bath, doesn't it? Yeah, right. While you're at it, why don't you go ahead and flush your toilet, Mr. Moneybag? That's it for today, you guys. Like, comment, and subscribe. And until next time, hydrate, procreate, and never open your windows. Bye!
Fact. The new NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact. There's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah? Turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill Show. So join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Quick announcement to the folks down at Flint's Rum Shack. Whoever is stealing my cigarettes needs to stop. Just because I go to the ladies' room, take a piss, doesn't mean it's open season on my cigarettes. Go to hell, Noon. Those are my smokes. Bye-bye.
Celebrating 90 years of Decca Records.
When Decca purchased the Crystal Lake Record Company in 1937, it not only acquired their West Hampstead studios, but also the services of three experienced recording engineers. Arguably the most important was Arthur Haddy.
Blue skies around the corner, walk round the corner with me.
At the start of the Second World War, Decca was approached by the Admiralty to help assist with top secret work to identify German submarines with radar. As a result of this, Haddy began recording and playing back sound signals at higher frequencies than had ever been done before, ushering in the era of true hi-fi. This became known as full frequency range recording, FFRR. In 1954, with the birth of stereo, Arthur Haddy, with recording engineers Roy Wallace and Kenneth Wilkinson, developed a now legendary microphone array for capturing the sound of a full orchestra. The Decca Tree captured the power and detail with unprecedented fidelity. Full frequency stereophonic sound, FFSS, was born. And so good has his microphone technique proved that it is still in use by Decca engineers today.
Craving a mix of music, banter, and the latest buzz? Clay and Rachy have you covered, from classic throwbacks to today's hottest hits. They're breaking down the week's news and what's happening in the IRC. It's the world according to Clay and Rachy. Your midweek dose of tunes, talk, and good vibes. Tune in every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central and turn it up, because your Wednesday nights just got a whole lot more awesome. Catch them on the RFD Network.
And now, it's theme time on the next show.
And this week, we're playing songs about legs.
No!
made women speak.
Well,
said, a man, Lord, my woman done done me wrong. Wrap your window, woman, in, down your blind. Can't hear nothing but your dog on best friend crying. Well, mama don't lie, no. Lean out all night long. Well, you know my mind, no. Well, my woman done done me wrong. One morning, yeah, later soon, some old joker boy can have my room. Yeah, mama don't lie, no. Rolling out all night long. Well, the woman I'm loving, Lord, she done done me wrong. Why, tell you women how to keep your man at home. You can squeeze and let my woman in, roll him all night long. Yeah, mama don't lie, no. Lay out all night long. Well, well, I met a man, no. Lord, my mama done done, you know. Sweetest peach woman don't grow on no tree. Sweetest honey don't come from no bee. Well, mama don't lie, no.
Well, I got a little woman called Crazy Legs. She's the queen of the teenage crowd. I haul a cast up the nickels in the old jukebox just to watch her do the bop when the music gets loud. Crazy Legs, Crazy Legs, I'm bopping all over the floor. Do the bop, Crazy Legs, do the bop. She's my baby and I don't mean that. She's mine, 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 all mine. But I'm crazy about Crazy Legs and Crazy Legs is crazy about me. Well, I'm crazy about Crazy Legs and Crazy Legs is crazy about me. Well, she's my baby and I don't mean that. She's mine, 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 all mine. Jump! Rockin' with a crazy beat. She does a different kind of rhythm with every song. Well, that's why I call her Crazy Legs, cause she's real gone. Crazy Legs, Crazy Legs, I'm popping all over the floor. Do the bop, Crazy Legs, do the bop. She's my baby and I don't mean maybe. She's mine, 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 all oh, mine. Jump. She can move and jump with a style all her own. Just give her lots of room and a rock and roll tune. And his head bopping all over the floor. Do the bop, Crazy Legs, do the bop. She's my baby and I don't mean maybe. She's mine, 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 all mine. Do the bop.
Mr. Tagalian, I sing for you. I've got two legs.
I've got two legs from my hips to the ground, and when I move them, they walk around, and when I lift them, they climb the stairs, and when I shave them, they ain't got hairs. I've got to...
And some other whore floating down the river on a shithouse door. Gonna tie my pecker to my leg, to my leg. Gonna tie my pecker to my leg. Trying to fuck something in the front yard. Love a breaker to my leg, gonna
to watch her come. Well, I'm a finger to my leg, to my leg. Wanna come, a finger to my leg. I'll slap it.
Songs about legs. Says songs about legs. That was a Tie My Mojo Nixon and Tie My Pecker to My Leg from Whereabouts Unknown. Released in 1995. Before that, we heard Anton Barbeau and Please Sir, I've Got a Wooden Leg from Empire of Potential. Released in 2011. We heard Monty Python and I've Got Two Legs from Monty Python Sings, released in 1989. Before that, we heard The Pursuit of Happiness and Shave Your Legs from One Side Story, released in 1990. We heard Gene Vincent and Crazy Legs from the compilation Bebopalula, his 30 original hits. Before that, we heard Big Joe Williams and Little Leg Woman from the compilation Complete Record Works, 1935 to 1941. Before that, we heard AC/DC and Shake a Leg from Back in Black, originally released in 1980, but that was from the 1995 remaster. We heard Van Halen and Drop Dead Legs from 1984. Released in 1983. And we started things off with ZZ Top and Legs from the compilation Rancho Texicana, the very best of ZZ Top. And that was originally from, what was it from? Eliminator, I think. Yeah. Yeah, 1983 album Eliminator. So anyway, it's 42 minutes past the hour. So we probably should get to the New Music Express before we fall too far behind. So we cue the intro for New Music Express.
And now, the New Music Express on the next show.
And this week, we have new music from Lucy Dacus, Allison Krauss and Union Station, Perfume Genius, Chris Church, and Sorrows. So anyway, let's start things off with Lucy Dacus. This is from the album Forever is a Feeling. This is called Limerence. New Music Express.
Natalie's explaining limerence between taking hits from a bunch. High as a kite while Roddy's playing GTA, I swear. Why is he so good at this game? It should be cause for concern. I'm just shoveling popcorn into my mouth so I don't say the things that I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking about breaking your heart someday soon. And if I do, I'll be breaking mine too. If I stay busy, maybe I'll forget how I feel and go on living life as I planned it. So bring on the parties, I wanna go dance in my arm round the waist of a friendly acquaintance. Tell him the line of the train you trust. Why do I feel alive when I'm behaving my worst? Is there a difference between lying to you if it feels just as bad as telling the truth? I know that there is, and I know what I feel. I want what we have, our beautiful life, but the stillness, the stillness.
switch up, but you can't wash it out of your mind or stay ahead of the crime. When I started out, never thought I'd call. The lines that were drawn a long time ago are buried and gone in lies and ego. And I drank it down, but can't cover up the lies that I've lost.
Yes, that was Chris Church and Sit Down from Obsolete Past, released on Big Stir Records on Friday. Before that, we heard Sacred Pause and Save Something from Jump Into Life. Also released on Friday. We heard Perfume Genius and Just a Room from Ugly Season. Rather coincidentally, released on Friday. We heard Alison Krauss and Union Station. Let me check something here. I bet you I'd access the wrong. Stupid. That was from the wrong album. Glory was released on Friday, but the other album was released on 3 years ago. So yeah, I should play a song from the new Perfume Genius album. If I can. Anyways, we started things off with Lucy Dacus and Limerence from Forever Is Feeling, also released on Friday. So, anyway, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.e/us. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, replace the O with a zero, or playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be updated for a day or so. You can also join us. Oh, here we go. Glory. Released on Matador Records. We should have that, it's freezing up. Oh, I love it when it does this. Actually, I hate it, but anyway. Yeah, I'm going to have to close this out. End task. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna play Passport. What is it? I'm going to play something from Passport, Perfect Genius, in the third hour of the show. And then I'm going to play Mandatory Mail. So, amazingly enough, you survived hour number two of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back at hour number three, featuring Mandatory Mail at midnight. And our feature artist, Wilco, will have that right after this.
Radio.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
One red Solo cup.
Red Solo cup.
One slightly illegal transmitter. And one homebrew antenna. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're listening to Radio Free Solo Cup.
Hey, if you're not doing anything on Wednesday night, you should totally tune into The World According to Clay and Ritchie at 6 p.m. Central on the RFD Network.
Why do baby boomers own everything? Last week, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent reported that the top 10% of Americans account for half of consumption, calling it, quote, unsustainable. This 10%, of course, is overwhelmingly baby boomers who spent the past 50 years having their assets pumped by the Federal Reserve while voting for big government that knocks the first rungs out of the career ladder for the young. The end result is boomers with vacation chalets, while for the young, wages are flat, prices are up, and buying a house or starting a family is a pipe dream. Instead, they lurk in mom's basement fantasizing about the revolution. The numbers come from Moody's Analytics, who finds that the top 10% of Americans accounted for just 36% of consumer spending 30 years ago, but now it's up to 49.7%. It's getting worse fast. In Biden's last year, the top 10th increased spending by 12%, while the other 90% of Americans actually spent less. So that's a so-called K-shaped economy, with the top living it up while everybody else gets killed. In fact, over Biden's 4 years, spending by the bottom 80% of Americans was flat, while the rich increased spending by nearly a third. Earlier this week, I mentioned how the Fed seems to be running policy based on the stock market, and this is part of the reason why. The rich are holding up the entire economy. It means stock prices and home equity are holding up the entire economy. A few years ago, the Washington Post published a chart showing shares of national wealth by generation. So by the time they were in their mid-30s, boomers owned 20% of the wealth in America. For Gen X in their 30s, it was 8.5%. For millennials in their 30s, it's not even 3%. So how did this happen? There's two main causes, growing government and the Federal Reserve. Between 1990 and today, inflation-adjusted federal spending more than doubled. Federal regulations have gone from 118,000 pages in 1990 to over 180,000 today. Regulation hit small business startups much harder. Manufacturing, for example, regulation costs small companies twice what it costs big business, who get to spread it over a bigger base. In fact, according to the National Association of Manufacturers, regulations cost small manufacturers more than salaries cost. Crippling small business knocks out the first rungs on the ladder. And by one estimate, native-born business formation is down 85% since 1990. Even bigger is the Federal Reserve. Since 1990, the Fed's average real interest rate has been just 0.1%. In other words, 35 years of free money. This has been amazing for boomers because zero interest rates make stocks and house prices soar. To illustrate, before boomers, in the 35 years from 1955 to 1990, both house prices and stocks went up by half, so 47-49% after inflation. in the 35 years since 1990, house prices went up 124%, stocks went up 600%. So anybody who owned a house in 1990 is rich. Anybody who owns stocks is a millionaire. And if you didn't own a house or stocks in 1990, you got the inflation that paid for it all. So what's next? Brought to you by Unchained.com. The solution is very easy. Radically shrink the government, both dollars and scope, and get rid of the Fed. Leave interest rates to the market, limit money printing to either a fixed rate of growth, a so-called K% rule, or, ideally, to hard assets. Read the rest with charts and all the gory details at ProfSaintAnge.com. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
This is Number 6, host of the Six of One Show, and I'm grateful that so many of you have donated to help keep the lights on here at RFD. If you love the programming on this network, I hope you'll consider making a donation. Now, we know what it's like to live on the brink of poverty, and we don't want any of our listeners to make their situations worse. But some of you folks have jobs, and even $5 a month from enough people will go a long way towards defraying costs. $50 a month would go even further. So, if you value the teaching, or you just happen to be in a generous mood, head on over to dishnuts.net on the web and make a one-time or recurring donation. And I'll thank you for your service.
And now, mandatory mail on the next show.
We got to do this one. It's called Tears Came Rolling Down.
just like a shower, and my tears keep rolling. Yeah, my tears keep rolling down. She kissed me goodnight.
Thank you. very much indeed. Eric Clapton.
Yes, Mandatory Mail there. Three songs by the inimitable John Mayall. That was Eric Clapton with John Mayall's Blues Breakers and Have You Ever Loved a Woman from the compilation album Crossroads, CD1. We heard John Mayall and the Blues Breakers and Help Me from the Diary of the Band, Volumes 1 and 2. Released in 2007. And we heard John Mayall and Tears Came Rolling Down